Hello everyone, this is Christine from CLC South Africa, and this is the first of four reflections that we've prepared based on Projects 178 as a way for our community to prepare together for the CLC General Assembly. And these are based on Projects 178, which invites us on a journey from amazement to witness. This first reflection invites us to be amazed. In looking at the earth with love, God wants to give us the joy and solidarity of His Son, Jesus. This love is total and for all people, preparing a steady cause for amazement. Let us begin by stilling ourselves, by taking some time, whether we are on our own or in our small group, to bring ourselves more consciously into the presence of each other and the presence of God. I invite you to take a few slow, deep breaths to notice your body, perhaps to relax some tension in your body. And to really feel yourself rooted in place. I invite you to notice, in a particular way, the presence of God with you. Take time to notice for yourself what it is that it feels like to be in the presence of God in this moment. Can you imagine the face of Jesus looking at you lovingly? Or perhaps are you able to get in touch with a sense of calm deep within you? And we begin this time of prayer asking for the grace that we seek, the grace to be amazed. We are invited to be amazed and to notice what it is that brings us amazement, whether it be the beauty of nature around us, our experiences, our relationships, or moments of grace in prayer. Ignatian spirituality invites us to reflect upon our graced history of God with us in our personal lives. And as a community of CLC. From these reflections, Ignatius invites us to hold them as touchstones for ourselves so that we can always return individually and as community to these experiences of amazement, our experiences of God with us. We invite you in this reflection to take time to reflect on an experience from your own life where you have experienced amazement. Invite Jesus to be with you as you reflect back and return to a moment of amazement. Give yourself time to reconstruct this experience, to really go back there for yourself, to remember where you were, who was with you, how you felt. What could you see or smell or touch? How did you respond in that moment? Try to capture a moment in your own life where the scripture resonated with you. This was the Lord's doing, and it was amazing in our eyes. And I invite you now to pause this recording and give yourself space to engage in this reflection. And when you're ready, to press play again. As your reflection draws to a close, take some time to talk to Jesus about this time of reflection. Perhaps imagine that you are with Jesus in a favorite place, perhaps sharing a meal or a drink, and telling Jesus about this experience you've been reflecting on. Perhaps you can ask Jesus about his memory of this moment, sharing together in a sense of amazement. And allow yourself to respond to this amazement, to respond to Jesus in sharing the sense of amazement. Whether that response be one of gratitude or joy or whatever that other emotion may arise for you, I invite you to pause now and give yourself time to talk to Jesus. We invite you now to take some time to review this time of prayer, to make a note of what has resonated with you for this reflection, what has moved you, what might you want to take away. We ask you in particular to consider these questions we've been asked as a community and each one of you as a part of our community. When have you experienced being amazed? How has your life been changed and enriched by this experience of amazement? Who has inspired a sense of amazement for you? We invite you, in the context of this time of prayer, to reflect on these questions and to consider how you might respond to them for yourself and back to the community as we gather together our reflections on what it is to be amazed and the experiences of amazement we share as individuals and as community. Finally, we end this time with a moment of prayer together. We pause and we give thanks for all the moments of amazement that we have experienced in our life and as community. We ask Jesus to be with us as CLC South Africa as we continue to prepare for the General Assembly. And we pray for all national communities around the world preparing alongside us. We ask for eyes to see with amazement and for the grace to share that amazement with others. We ask all this through Christ, our companion and friend. Amen.